Om Shanti. 14th October 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a great renunciate who renounces the respect and status received through service and creates an imperishable fortune. The practical fruit of the elevated action that you perform and service that you children do is to be praised by everyone. A server receives a seat of elevated praise. He receives a seat of respect and status. Such a soul definitely receives this success. However, all these forms of success are the steps of the journey and not the final destination. So renounce this and become fortunate. This is known as being a great renunciate, Mahatyagi. The speciality of a great incognito donor is to be a renunciate of even the renunciation. So the great renunciate is one who renounces even the renunciation. So all the Brahmins do elevated action. They all are servers and they serve selflessly. And because of their service and because of their selfless actions and because of their elevated attitude and because of their feeling of serving the world, because of such altruistic feelings and because of their philanthropic actions, the first thing that comes to all the server is success. So what are the dangers of success? So when you become successful, something start happening. What are the dangers of success? What are the side effects of success with oneself? One is becoming successful because of anything. That could be some service, the unlimited service. So whenever somebody will do any success, any service with selfless attitude, with that spirit of good wishes, with that attitude of serving the whole world, so naturally success will come. But when success comes, something else can happen. So what are the dangers, pitfalls? What are the difficulties that can arise in the life of a Purusharthi or an effort maker because of success? Success feeds the ego. Success feeds the ego. Success will lead to fame. Success will make him famous. His name will spread far and wide. So, when the name comes and when the fame comes, what happens? Ego increases, inflates. So, inflammation of ego. That is one thing. Person is constantly thinking about the past. This is the seva which is done, a program which is done, a service which is done, and here a grand success has rewarded him, his efforts. So now, sitting on the head of this success, the person loves to contemplate on what he did, how he achieved. And on the other side, there is a group of people who are praising him. So, this praise, this appreciation, this acknowledgement, this recognition sometimes become an obstacle for future progress. Suddenly, a sense of complacency can come and person believes this is enough, I have achieved enough. And he starts comparing himself with others, and he finds that he is much ahead of others. So, name will bring praise, name will bring recognition, name will bring acknowledgement. But all of these things, they are but milestones. These are not the destinations. This is not the destination. And this themselves can become a trap for a yogi. Because Maya has to come in some or other way. So, for a server, the Maya can come in the form of these things. And to remain aware of these things is to remain free from them. Just that awareness is needed, nothing more. That these are just the different steps of the journey. The destination is something else. So Baba says, a great renunciate, a Mahatyagi, is the one who renounces all of these things. Because, as I said, this can become a trap. So it's best to forsake such things. So, when name comes, and when fame comes, and when praise comes, and when recognition comes, and when acknowledgement comes, as I said, person is contemplating on them. He is continuously thinking about them, and he is becoming happy thinking about them. So, future planning stops. Future creativity stops. One feels that this is okay. There is a lot of creativity here. But this is not the end. There are a lot many things need, which are there, which are yet undone, which we have not done. So, creativity suffers when one is engulfed by praise. So, and one more thing, those who are praising today, what they will do tomorrow, is there any guarantee that they will praise tomorrow also? Yes, they will go exactly opposite. One of the president of America, he rose to the podium to give the speech, and he's saw that the whole house was filled with people to hear him, and he was a great speaker, and his secretary came and whispered in his ears, "You must be very happy to see so many people have come to hear you." And he said a very beautiful thing. He said, the president said, "Tomorrow, if suppose I am held guilty and court pronounces life sentence for me or death sentence for me, and in the same place, if I am being hanged, whatever public you are seeing now, it will be double that time." To see this scenario. So I am unaffected by these things. You cannot guarantee. Those who are praising today, suddenly they become slanderers tomorrow. Those who are appreciating today, suddenly they will start casting aspersions tomorrow. The one who blames, one who praises can also blame. So the fear is not of those people who are neutral to our fame, but of those who are praising a lot. Because there is no guarantee. They are more dangerous people. One of the English authors says, "Lord, I can save myself from my enemies, but from my friends, please save me." Because friends are dangerous people. Because they can, what they are today, they may not be tomorrow. Enemy is always enemy. At the most, the enemy can become friend. And at least we know that these enemies, they are enemies. And we are aware of them. But what about those who are our close, fast friends and whom we trust, and suddenly they mistrust, and suddenly this dagger on our back. We never know when they will come and when they will deceive. So that is also one of the reasons not to get affected by praise. Because those who are praising today would turn traducers tomorrow. So that is one reason. Other thing, in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, Patanjali has talked about siddhis are psychic powers, supernormal, supernatural powers, superhuman powers. Somebody can walk on the water, somebody can fly, somebody can have what is known as clairaudience and clairvoyance. You can hear what is happening and you can see things at a distance. So there is a huge list of about 84 siddhis, and then there are 64 siddhis, and there are 16 siddhis, and sometimes 32 siddhis, and 8 siddhis, ashta siddhi, they are main. So there are different categories of siddhi. And Patanjali has categorically mentioned that these siddhis can become an obstacle in the path of a yogi. Because yogi has to reach the stage of samadhi. He starts with yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyan, dharana and samadhi. These are the 8 limbs. And as any sadhak, any person who starts practicing this, automatically siddhis will come to him. Because he is practicing discipline, he is practicing brahmacharya, he is practicing, he is converting his body, he is making it so flexible, and by that he is controlling the prana, the breath, and then he is entering to the stage of absolute withdrawal of senses, pratyahar, and from there he is entering into dhyan, and gradually he is entering into that seedless stage of samadhi. So during this process, many siddhis will come, many attainments will come, some psychic powers he will develop. If he orders, it will start rain. It will start raining. If he puts his hand on somebody's knee, the pain will disappear. Such siddhis will come. But then, these siddhis can become a trap. These siddhis can become an obstacle. These siddhis will lead to his downfall. Just as there was a person, a sannyasin, who had a lot of siddhis. So once a ship was going, and that ship had about 100 people in that ship which was going. So this man, he said, "Let me try my powers." And he orders the air to stop, and he orders the wind to stop, and the wind stops, and the air stops moving, and there is a complete standstill. And when such a thing happens, the ship which was going also stops, and ship capsizes, ship is drowned. Now he is so happy that he ordered the 5 elements, and the 5 element obeyed. But now, who is responsible for the death of those 100 people? What about the curses which he has received invisibly because of his exhibition of siddhis? So, all siddhis for that matter are obstacle. So, that is also one of the things. It becomes a barrier in future sadhana. It becomes a trap. It becomes a hindrance for future sadhana. It becomes an hindrance in creativity. It disturbs the mind, it agitates the mind. It cannot keep one tranquil and peaceful. Because you are constantly thinking of these things. And one more, there is a fear. At one moment people are praising, but when they will start abusing, when they will start criticizing, that time the ego, which was so much inflated, suddenly it will deflate. Suddenly the balloon would burst and then there would be sorrow and there would be suffering. So in Gita, they have mentioned Sthitaprajna Yogi is one who remains same in the face of adversities. He remains same whenever there is, whether there is a victory or defeat, with the change of seasons or anything, whether there is happiness or sorrow. So that equitable state of the mind, that stable state of the mind, that sthitaprajna state of the mind is the mind of a yogi, which is unrattled, undisturbed by anything which is happening around. His happiness doesn't depend on external praises. And we always wonder what ingredient this praise is made up of, what vitamins and what proteins it has got. And everybody loves it so much. I don't know when the praise is fed, why soul gets so happy. There's a bubbling happiness here. What chemicals and what praise, what it does, I don't know. It must be carrying some nutrients. That's why every heart wants that. Appreciation, praise, recognition, acknowledgement, all these things are needed. And whenever there would be success, and whenever a person serves with all his heart, with all his mind, and whenever the person goes with selfless mind, he will achieve success. For example, a Brahma Kumari teacher is there and she has to go and give some speech somewhere. And she goes to Baba's room and she sits and says, now whatever I will speak, you speak. Okay, so she goes with that sense of surrender. She surrenders in front of Baba. She goes and the speech is excellent. And there is a shower of praises. But after that, she says, now I have spoken. Earlier, pre-speech, she said, Baba, you speak. But now when she spoke and the praises start coming, now the praises belong to me. Now she has forgotten to divert those praises to the Supreme. So before service, Baba, you do. After service, I have done. Pre-service, I am instrument. I am just that musical instrument. You keep your lips on this flute and the music will come. And the music that will come will be yours. But when the flute is played, I am such a beautiful singer. Look at the melody. And compare this melody with other melodies. This is really good. I have really spoken so well. And if somebody says, you have spoken well, yes. That time there is a oblivion, forgetfulness. So, that's why Baba said Mahatyagi means, a great renunciate means, who relinquishes even the praise, even the fame and even the name that comes with it. Because these are chattiya, in Baba's word. These are just the steps of the journey. This is not the destination. So, whenever such things come, see them as sightseeings. Whenever such things come, divert them and send them above. The praise come, divert it. It should go above. It doesn't belong to me. Because if you accept, then the Maya starts. Do not accept. Internally. Remain absolutely detached from these things. Because one more thing about praise, fame and glory, they make you extrovert. Blame makes one introvert. Somebody criticizes, do you become extrovert? No. You want to do some soul searching. You want to do some introspection, some retrospection. You want to go within, or you will feel bad. But this feeling bad is good in one way, in one sense. Because that makes you introvert. That makes you pause, think, contemplate, reflect, cogitate, think what is wrong. But when somebody praises and you accept it, you become extrovert. You become verbose, more talkative. You want to express your feelings more and more. So praise can turn a person an extrovert. Blame is many times good. It makes you introvert. So, this is one more thing. Then, whatever we are getting in life, whether it is success or failure, this is a play. We should have sportsmanship attitude. Just as some person goes and plays cricket, he wins and he sometimes loses. So he takes it in a very lighter manner. If a success comes and the praise is there and I become very much elated, so when the failure will come, I will become very much depressed. And all these things will happen. I remember there was a mega program in Mumbai once, long back. I think that was 2007 or 8. 2007, yes. Yeah. Which is that Maidan which is there in Mumbai? It is a Shivaji Park. So there was a great program there. Okay. But it was raining since morning. It was heavy raining since morning. And people were sitting and doing yoga to stop rain. Okay. So they were doing yoga in this room. They had hired rented different rooms they had taken, and Brahmin soul were sitting and doing, and it was to be a public program. But people from all over, the Brahmins from all the Maharashtra had come to Mumbai because it is our program, but it was program not for Brahmins. It was for outsiders. But it was raining since morning, and now there was a wave of anxiety everywhere in the family. And so they all arranged Akhanda Yoga. And they all were sitting and in between looking and seeing whether the rain has stopped. And then again they were doing, and in between they're seeing it has not stopped. But they were quite hopeful by evening the rain would stop. But by evening the rain increased. And in that program, the program happened in the torrential rains. And only audience which were there were BKs standing with umbrellas. No outsider came. Yeah. So they were just only BKs who were standing there. And not much even. Why even BKs want to remain protected? So only few, just to grace the occasion, they were standing with umbrellas, and the program went on. And the rain did not stop. So that was the Yogbal. Yeah. But the program happened. Program happened. Yeah, program happened. I think Jayanti Ben had come and Nalini Ben had done yoga. But it did happen. So, now, this is the thing. So don't expect that. Suddenly a miracle will happen. And there is an earthquake. And you cannot claim every time that our center is protected and all the else, all other homes and houses have been destroyed. This is selfishness. Or ego inflation, that you feel that we remained safe. And when our centers also got submerged, that time there was no sharing of experiences. It remained incognito. But when the center is safe, then you just hyped it like anything. You blow the trumpet. So, that time everything is full. Life is full of ups and downs, these vicissitudes. In English it is known as vicissitudes of life. Ups and downs. Ups and downs. Not every time you will get success. There would be failure. There would be many times you will have downfall. So all these things you have to accept and take it in a very light manner. Okay, this time this happened, it's fine. Many times we have seen that somebody is going for some program and he got late and the flight is missed. Now what you can do? There's no way out. Light is gone, miss gone, finish. So many times this will happen. So whether there is a success, whether there is a failure, praise. So when this is there, that other thing would be there. It's always the play of opposites. There's one statement in Hindi or English which includes both happiness and sorrow. What is that? If a happy person reads it, he will become unhappy. If an unhappy person reads that, he will become happy. What is that person? This shall pass. Even this shall pass. If a happy person sees, oh, this shall pass, means even happiness will go away. Even the praise will go away. Even the success that has come will go away. If an unhappy person reads, this unhappiness, this frustration, this depression may not last. And even this will go away. So, life is a play. It's a game. It's a drama. It's natak. So, you enjoy it. Sometimes things will go well. Sometimes they may not go well. Though you may take any soman, whatever you want. That I am the victorious soul. And that's fine. You are victorious. Kalpa after kalpa, you are victorious. But that doesn't mean that failure will not come. Failure also will come. So all these things will happen in the life. Life is a concoct. What is that known as? Cocktail. It's a cocktail of happiness, of sorrow, of bliss, of going up and falling down. Jahan girna hai aur sambhalna hai. You fall and you just take care of yourself and get up again. So life is that. So even Mahatyagi is one who gives up what? Praise. Who renounces. So all these forms of success are just steps of the journey and not the final destination. So renounces this and become fortunate. This is known as being of great renunciate as Mahatyagi. The speciality of great incognito donor is to become a renunciate of even the renunciation. Renounce even the renunciation. Renounce even the tyag. That is the... Otherwise this tyag itself will induce ego. I have given up so many things. These are the list of the things I have given up. The renunciation itself has become trap. The greater the sannyasi, the greater the ego. There are some sannyasis which are known as the dand sannyasis. You know, they are very angry. If they come in front of you and they shout Alakh Niranjan, and if you don't give them anything, any alms, they are ready to curse you. You should be immediately present. You have to give up everything what you are doing. They are very angry sannyasis. If they come and ask for something, immediately they should be provided. Otherwise the curse is sitting on their tongue. Immediately they will take out the curse from the quiver and they will shoot. And then you repent. Why I did not serve him. So this is not the real sannyasa or tyag. Real tyag is the tyag of tyag. With the renunciation of the renunciation, the tyagi will not know that I have renounced. Tyag matram avidya. He is even ignorant of the tyaga which he has done. Om Shanti.